Response to Simon at SM2N on his latest audio view on his Beogram 1200 turntable problems. What I would say, Simon, is before delving any further into the problem you have, if that belt hasn't been changed in a while, it most certainly won't be worn. All belt driven turntables are usually come with a recommended belt renewal time, usually based on hours. So for example, a manufacturer might recommend for a certain model that the drive belt is replaced after, say, 300 hours or 400 hours of playing, similar to the cartridges. So first of all, any rubber belt, whether it's driving a turntable or whether it's driving the camshaft on your motor vehicle, will stretch and it will actually obtain within itself soft spots. In other words, there could be, say for example, one tiny little section in there that is softer than the rest of the belt, and then through time that will elongate, and you may actually get it may actually happen that you'll get other soft spots within that. So what you have then is firm sections of belt immediately followed by soft sections, and so on. So what happens is the firm sections are going to, as they go around the pulley, are going to drive the turntable at the correct speed if you've set it up on that. And when the soft section comes along, what's going to happen is it's going to, because of the tension, it's going to stretch even slightly further at that point, which makes it longer, which slows your turntable down. And then along comes a firm section again, and you know what I'm trying to say. So then the belt will speed up again. So what you have is you end up with wow on the turntable, or some class it as wow and flutter, it doesn't matter what the terminology is. But that will create that. So your belt is not driving uniformly as it goes round. Add into that the fact that the idler wheel, the tapered idler wheel, you say appears to have grooves in it. Now, is it a rubber one? Or is it some form of plastic or polycarbonate, or is it even possibly a metal one? I'm not sure what's on the Beogram. But if there's grooves on it, and the grooves aren't meant to be there, then you've compounded the matter by having a worn idler wheel and certainly a worn drive belt. So first off, I would certainly go down the road immediately of putting a new drive belt on. If that doesn't cure the problem, well, you've got a brand new drive belt, which you certainly should have anyway. And then you can look at the idler wheel. Or it may find it improves it, and you know that you're taking one step towards rectifying the fault, and you still may have to get a new idler wheel. I would guess at the end of the day, if you could manage to source both a brand new drive wheel and a new idler wheel, I'd certainly go down that road and buy it as a, you know, like a two-part kit. Because what you're trying to do is eliminate all the elements bit by bit as to what's causing the problem. I mean, I'm not even sure whether it's a synchronous or a shady pole motor on the Beogram. I suspect it's probably a synchronous motor. And pretty much synchronous motors are, you know, they're pretty much bulletproof. They can go wrong, but it's usually in the electronic control of the motors, but like everyone else, they can wear. But certainly before I go down that route, the drive belt is a critical component, and I'd certainly go for a brand new drive belt immediately before you even spend any pennies on one other item or investigate any further. I'd certainly just go online and go and try and source a brand new drive belt. If you can manage, get two. simply because then you'll always have a spare and you won't be tempted in the future to run with a worn drive belt, because you can't be bothered searching for a replacement drive belt again. You'll know you'll have one in a drawer or below the turntable or wherever, ready to hand. And when the time comes, whether it's 300, 500 or 1,000 hours, it doesn't matter, you'll have the belt there. So I know some of the belts can be costly for B&O stuff, but hey ho, if you want the turntable to be tip top, you're going to have to spend it, just like buying a classic car. Probably your hand won't be out of your pocket for a little while, but certainly go for a new drive belt. That's my recommendation above everything else. I'd go for that. Hope that helps, Simon, and good luck. Let us know how you got on. Bye for now.